make them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did they attach them to? I mean, you know, they had the, what, a plank, a big long piece of wood?
I think it was a long plank with a great big strong nail into a stump. Mm-hmm. And then it'd go around and around. And somebody'd push it to get it going good till it died down, and then push it some more.
Well, there's an expression I hadn't thought of, dying down, when you're going around and around and it starts going slower. Didn't they use that about something else? Suppose you were swinging.
The swing would die down, too.
That was as it got slower and slower.
Uh-huh.
There's something they used to call, you just reminded me of something I hadn't thought of in I don't know how long. When you're pushing a swing, a child's in it, you know, and somebody's saying, get out of the swing. He says, okay, stop pushing me and let...
Pump.
No, not pump. When he's not going to do anything, but he's going to stay in there until it dies down. Do they call that something? Did you ever hear that call, letting the cat die?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. Oh.
That's right.
I hadn't thought of that, and I don't know when. A container beside a stove where you would keep coal, just enough coal to...
Coal scuttle.
Something you would use to do garden work, perhaps, that has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Right. If you wanted to sharpen a knife, you might use something you would carry in your pocket.
Whetstone.
All right. Suppose it were one outside, a large one. Perhaps you turned it with a handle or it had a...
That was a grindstone.
All right. Now that was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have certain things that you have to do to a car if you have one. And one of the things that has to be done is you have to have it lubricated.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, I'm going to take my car over and ask that mechanic to do what to my car? Not lubricate my car, but...
Grease it.
And when he does this, you'd say, yesterday he...
Greased it.
And when he was through, his hands were really...
Grimy.
Or, talking about the
greasy.
All right. When he's looking at your car, he might say, you need to add a quart of...
Oil.
What was it that you burned in a lamp in the old days?
Kerosene.
All right, they call that anything else?
Coal oil.
Mm. Which would they be more likely to say, do you think?
Coal oil.
All right. Did you ever hear any word used for a makeshift lamp or a makeshift torch that perhaps was made with a rag or a bottle? Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
Uh-uh.
There is a rubber something that they used to use a great deal inside a tire. It was an inner
tube.
Right? When you put a boat in the water for the first time, you say, we're going to...
Christen the boat?
Yes, that's part of it, but the act of putting it in the
water... Launch it.
All right. Is a rowboat, does a rowboat have a round bottom or a flat bottom?
Flat.
And does it have a pointed or a square end? Front end, that is.
More or less square. Mm-hmm. It might get a little narrower, but it doesn't have a point.
I see.
As a rule, a rowboat doesn't.
All right. Do you hear it, does it square off, or does it kind of taper?
Well, that's the reason I said it could be a little narrower.
I see. That's what I wanted to make sure I understood. Mm-hmm. It could taper a little bit toward the front,
And then squared off at the end.
Right.
But not pointed.
Now that
would be a rowboat.
And that would be more like a canoe that's pointed.
A canoe is pointed.
All right. Do you know any words they use in this area to refer to a rowboat?
What about the rowboat?
Any words they use to refer